my master's in community health education and a master's in nursing administration. The skills that I think I bring to this board would be my 25 years in the Army Nurse Corps. I attended the Resident Army War College, where I learned about more about strategic planning with large populations and for large populations, high-level negotiations with strategic leaders, and exercise plans to remediate man-made and natural disasters. I was assigned to a medical command, which was an integrated healthcare approach to preventive care and management of population health. There, I also manage a multi-specialty staff, including environmental specialists, preventive medicine, entomology, dentistry, veterinary medicine, and a slew of others. We did very often exercise scenarios for medical management of diseases and its impact on the military personnel and the populations. I was also assigned to Forces Command, which oversees the military population in the whole world, where I work with a multi-specialty medical team also. After I left the military, I worked for Kaiser Permanente for 11 years, and that is an integrated healthcare system out in Oregon. And I also manage multidisciplinary teams and staff in that environment. I was a champion of service excellence, following the Quinn Stewart model of service excellence. I was involved with labor negotiations and interest-based problem solving on a routine basis. We did a lot of emergency preparedness with continuity of services planning. And I think all of these experiences that I've had in the past would help me be a productive member of this board. Thank you.
Thank you. Are there any other members of the audience who wish to give public comment? Then if we may, we'll move to item three, which is adoption of the June 8th, 2016 agenda. Mr. Woodbury, I believe you have had a copy of that. Ms. June Kiliani and Mr. Peers, you do too?
Second.
It's been moved by Mr. Beers and seconded by Ms. June Kiliani to accept the minutes, the agenda from for this meeting. All those in favor?
Aye.
All those opposed? We next go to item four, report, discussion, and action. And the first item is to nominate one of the three of you as the at-large member selection committee chair. Do we have any such nominations?
We have a long-standing tradition of nominating the member that's not here.
Which one of the two that isn't here?
Did you just nominate John Morrison?
He's not here. Sure.
Who would you like to nominate, Mr. Beers?
I don't care.
Chris, I nominate Chris.
Are there any other nominations for chair? Mr. Woodbury? Do you have any nominations?
I nominate Bob Beers.
We have...
Bob can have it as that. I don't care.
We have two
nominations. Chris, are you going to nominate Rod Woodbury?
I would draw my motion.
So we have two nominations for chair for this meeting and for other nominations committee meetings, Ms. June Kiliani and Mr. Beers.
Rod withdrew his nomination.
Oh, Rod, you withdrew your nomination?
Yes, I withdrew.
Oh, I would withdraw mine then.
I'm going to go home.
Can I nominate Ms. June Kiliani? I can't, but I think that you are there. All those in favor of Ms. June Kiliani as chairman of this, chairwoman of this meeting, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? Ms. June Kiliani, you're the chair. I'm handing this over to you.
Oh, thank you. I get a gavel as well. Okay, the second item on our report is approved at large member selection committee meeting minutes, but you took that up already.
No, just the agenda.
Just the agenda, okay. So I would accept a motion if there isn't anything that needs to be
2 years old.
You brushed it off?
This is 2014. I would move that we accept these minutes.
Mr. Woodbury, do you second?
I second.
I'm sorry. That's your job.
It's been moved and seconded. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. It's hard to get past that.
I don't.
Okay, the third part is receive and consider applications and approve recommendations for full board at-large members of the Public Health Advisory Committee met board members for the Nevada, Southern Nevada Health District. Full board requires three: one representative who's a physician licensed to practice in the state, one representative of a non-gaming business or from a business industry, one representative of an association of gaming establishments. So for our full board, I believe our applications that we've received are from Dr. Frank Nemec, Doug DeBine for the, let's see, Frank would have been for the licensed physician. Mr. DeBine put in his for business representative.
Non-gaming.
We have another, Steve Rosenbaum for regulated business or non-gaming. We have Peter Russo, regular business, non-gaming. And then we have NRA's request at their meeting on June 9th to make their selection. So why don't we take that one up first? Is there any objection to allow or to request that NRA go ahead and make their recommendation and we just adopt that as the board and bring it back?
I'm prepared to go on back.
Okay. Do you have any objection, Mr. Woodbury?
Yeah.
Okay. So we'll go ahead. That one we'll set aside and we'll just recognize that part of it. Let me go back. We have one individual that qualifies for the physician side of it, and that's Dr. Nemec. He's been on the board longer than I have been.
So I would nominate Dr. Nemec for reappointment to the board, taking the physician representative seat.
And Mr. Woodbury has seconded that. Any discussion? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Thank you. The second one is Mr. DeBine, Mr. Rosenbaum, and a Mr. Russo. I see Doug here in the audience. He serves with us on the board now. I don't know if you want to make any comments or anything along those lines.
Okay.
Your resume's in here. I would recommend Doug DeBine then.
I'm pretty happy with Doug.
Okay, if you're happy with Doug.
So I would move that we appoint Doug DeBine to the industry regulated or business or industry representative.
Been moved. Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded by Mayor Woodbury. No discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Can we send thank yous, though, to those that do apply afterward?
We'll send a thank you note.
Okay.
Yes, thank you very much.
That would be nice. And then I think that was the three that we have. So we're completed with the full board. Wow, how did you do that?
And is there a second for the motion to adjourn?
An out-of-body experience. The additional one is we have three members for the advisory board. We have a physician, we have a representative from nursing, and one with an expertise in, or background in environmental health or environmental services. For the nurse, for the doctor physician position, we have Dr. Kenneth Osgood, and he had served on the board with us before and was gracious enough to step aside when we went down to one doctor. So if there's no objection, I'd take a motion.
I would like to make that motion, appointing Dr. Osgood to the advisory board and thanking Dr. Acer for reeling him back in.
Okay.
You're welcome.
Is there a second?
Second.
Seconded. No further discussion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The second area is nursing, and we have a few names. We have Michael Collins, currently was on our board. Is he on the current advisory board? He's on the current advisory
yes.
board, right?
He is.
And then we have Ms. Travosta, who just testified before us. And Councilman Mars is here, so if you could mark him present.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those.
So.
Oh, and then we had Elizabeth Files. Who also submitted a name in nursing? Any discussion?
How many nursing people?
We only get one, unfortunately.
Michael. I would move that we appoint Michael to the Congress Advisory Board in the nursing position.
Is there a second? I'd second. Any discussion?
Who was the second on that?
Chris. She's wearing two hats today.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carried. Ms. Provoso, you were awesome, though. I think you're a great candidate, so I'd like to ask you to, if we keep her information on file, but also if we ever have any positions open in the Health District, I think your expertise is phenomenal. So stay around, and I think Dr. Izzo would add to that.
Yes, just listening to your credentials. If you're looking for a job, let us know.
We actually have some potential already. Never say never. You did a wonderful job, and thank you. We appreciate it. And the third position is for environmental health or environmental health services, and we only have one applicant, Mr. Jones, Tim Jones. And Tim's all familiar with all of us and has always been on the board as long as I have, and he always does his due diligence, so I'd be happy to accept a nomination for him.
I'll nominate him.
Okay.
Second.
Okay, by Mr. Woodbury, second by Mr. Beers. Any discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. This is the second time at the end of our agenda for public comment period. Is there anyone that wishes to have any statements before the advisory board? If not, we are, oh, please. Good afternoon. Just state your name for the record.
My name is Steve Rosenbaum.
Oh, hi, Steve.
R-O-S-E-N-B-A-U-M. I am at 2210 Occamini Avenue in North Las Vegas. And I would like to be considered as an alternate for your environmental regulation areas.
In case Mr. Jones doesn't, can't make it?
Correct.
You know, it didn't speak to anything, but that's not a bad idea. We could accept Mr. Rosenbaum's recommendation and Ms. Provosto, that if, because we were getting into problems of people showing up for the advisory.
Since we have no legislative directive to correct. Not do so, I would move that we nominate these two alternate positions on the advisory board in their respective areas of application.
Thank you.
Okay. Seeing any objection to that, we would accept that as a board policy and make that recommendation then to the full board. Okay. Any further public comment? Seeing none, we are adjourned. Thank you.
Briefly, let's fix these guys up with phone lines. Driving in for short meetings. Because we got a long ways to go. And when you know it's a fairly routine matter,
we're always happy to do that. And I believe both of you know that we will always take a call in. So. But if I may, now that we're adjourned, if I could talk to you for a couple of minutes and Mr. Mars for a couple of minutes, we had a naturally occurring asbestos meeting yesterday, and I can brief you on that. That's not in our county, but we do have asbestos.
So the first one position, I'm coming down to advisory.